centre bounce and the ruckman crash on in.
When you get smashed in centre bounce, it just puts you on the back foot.
Crawley, Jordy McKenzie, all on the wing. McDonald runs with the football. Tyson takes it. Campbell the body.
They're moving the ball as well as any. When you get time and space and their willingness to really go fast.
They are so pure, so beautiful to watch with the footy.
On Halftime, Pure Footy.
We love Pure Footy on a Thursday afternoon. Glenn Luff with us from Champion Data for the AFL Prospectus 2015 edition. Gold embossed, you've got to get one. Luffy, good afternoon to you.
Daniel, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Looking forward to chatting to you about our topics today. And David King, the world's greatest footy analyst for berriesonline.com.au, all natural, soft and absolutely delicious. And of course, 1-300-4 tradies, the old JPC carpentry. Rebooting the North one per goal at a time.
Can't mention JPC anymore.
Well, it's the old.
They've had to be sort of...
It's got to be an integration process, though. The people
really?
Need to know.
A rollover?
Yeah.
I don't think he got any calls at JPC. I don't think he took
it's
a call.
It's got to be a handover.
Really?
Got to be a handover.
Okay.
They won 300-4 tradie.
What about our special guest? Can I... On the gold embossed.
Yes.
I hacked into one of Luffy's tweets the other day. He is answering fan tweets.
Is he?
With hashtag gold embossed.
True or false?
Absolute crap.
No, true Daddy, or false, no. Glenn? Don't make me go through your feed. Don't make me go
Glenn,
through it. Gold embossed.
We can go through it.
No, no, that is absolute crap. So go through it.
Oh, that's not true.
Right, we do love the gold embossed edition of the 2015 AFL Prospectus. It's the Bible.
I think there was one guy that did give us a hashtag. I did not.
You were
I thought it was amusing.
Your favourite.
It was very, very amusing.
That's funny stuff.
I'm my favourite.
That is funny stuff. We love the gold embossed. Hashtag gold embossed when you're getting involved with Luffy on Twitter. Make sure he gets around you that way. That'll be terrific stuff.
What about what they're doing with the program at Champion Data these days?
What's that?
Well, they're flying them in.
They've got a FIFO system.
Yep.
They're flying in, flying out work experience kids.
Yep.
It's unbelievable what you're doing. You guys are massive news.
How big are you getting?
Well, it doesn't matter where the talent is. Mm. You get them in and you fly them over. So, we've got young Lachlan from Adelaide.
You're just banking 4 points. Is that what you're doing there?
Banking 4 points, yeah.
Fly in, fly out, anytime, anywhere.
Is the fly in, fly out reached a sample size yet, a decent sample size, to work out the effectiveness?
Well, I'm telling you, the sample size of requests we get for work experience is large. So, we've got another guy coming in next week, so... Oh,
forgot about Lockie already. He's right here next to you.
Sorry, Lock.
1 week at a time.
Sorry about that, Lock.
Sorry about that, Lock. Hope it went well.
Thought you were going okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, where do we start today, boys? I know, King, you want to talk about press conferences shortly, and Ross Watch is back again in round 11.
Oh, it's big today.
It's good fun today. Mm. It is very good fun. I don't know what's going to happen during the bye rounds for Ross. We'll have to track
him
down
nervous somewhere. About him actually coming in one time. What are we going to do if Ross comes in? What would we do?
That'd be great fun. I would
you'd
love
panic.
To have Ross.
You'd panic. There's no way you go with not ideal.
Look, it's not ideal, Ross. It's ideal to have you in the studio. We'll just back the interview, move on. We'll just put in the can. That's what we'll
do. Hope you don't mumble.
Oh, We'll get to that later on.
What now, you got, Luffy?
Tell me about centre bounces, Luffy. Yes. Tell me about what the situation is with centre bounces, goals from centre bounces, which teams are the worst at conceding them, which ones are the best at scoring from them.
Just on the back of Melbourne conceding that goal on the weekend, which was one of the best games I've seen this year. It was so enjoyable. The first half had the scoring from end to end, and then the intrigue of that last quarter where it was just in St Kilda's forward half. The D's couldn't get it out, and... finally kick a goal, but then, how many seconds on the clock? It was 19 seconds.
19.
To concede a goal was...
it was 41 when they
41
went
from
back
the,
to the middle.
From the Melbourne
went back to the
bounce.
Middle, yeah.
19
that's
from when
right,
Secure
yeah.
scored. Yeah.
So it was heartbreaking for the D's. And so I thought I'd have a look at the centre bounces and who gets the best return out of a clearance, because they are the goals that frustrate coaches the most, I would have thought, or a defensive 50 stoppage that'd be pretty annoying for a coach as well. But just looking at it from a positive point of view and who gets the most value out of it, and I like, King, rather than just looking at the scoring rate and how often you score, I like to look at the strike rate. So it takes into account accuracy.
I knew you'd have some sort of quirk to it.
So it's basically how many points you get for every 100 centre clearances. A bit like a cricket strike rate.
Yeah.
And Adelaide Crows get 119 points per 100,
so
which
best.
Is the best in the competition. Geelong are the second best, and Melbourne are the third best. Now, that's when they win the clearance. The worst in the competition is the Western Bulldogs, way back at 42 points,
is
which
right?
is 13.
Is that because of the ruckman, do you think? They lose it so pure that they're in trouble straight away?
I'm not sure about that, but it would be frustrating because you're just not getting any cheap goals. So we know the Dogs get a lot of their scores from forward half stuff.
Yep.
So the Dogs are the worst, Gold Coast are the second worst, and Essendon are the third worst. Now, on the flip side, who defends it the best in the competition?
We're talking purely centre bounces here.
This is purely centre bounces. So when you lose the centre bounce...
And this is really controllable, isn't it? I think, I know you're saying they're a random stat, which they are. They're a random clearance because it's basically 4-on-4 in a 50-metre space that's protected. But I think beyond that, once the ball goes out of the square, forward or back, the rest is pretty much controlled. I think you can start with defenders back. If you know that the opposition are really strong, like the Adelaide Crows, Hawthorn could start tonight with a spare man, a seventh defender.
It'd be only one.
Be only one man?
Well, you know, it's rare that you're going to have two.
Yeah. They might have... Well, I've seen it a lot this
year. Clark has been known to roll
two
back through the game.
I've seen a lot this
year.
Yeah, and one comes off the back of the square and just runs through, like a half-forward flanker just resetting, spitting forward.
The spitter, we love that.
Yes, we love the spitter. And he might have one holding in the defensive 50, just as a loose man, but they quite often do that. And you would do that against a team that's got a great strike rate. You wouldn't do it against the Western Bulldogs. You'd do it against the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. So I think this is controllable. So who are the best coaches at controlling
that? So the best in the competition, so the least value you get out of a clearance when you're playing up against these sides are West Coast.
Yep.
You're going to get 45 points per 100. Yeah. Fremantle, Sydney and Hawthorn. Now, the worst is Melbourne at 139, and the next worst is 119. So the Ds have been pretty red hot when they win the clearance.
And that's a Gold Coast.
But when they lose it... And
so it's pretty much...
One way.
It's
what we saw.
Roll the dice stuff. It's just 50-50. Yeah, you just toss the coin and see where it lands. It's whether we get it as the Ds or the opposition get it who's playing against us.
And we know the Ds can roll numbers back and defend that way. The centre bounce, you don't get as many numbers back, so it's a more even contest. So that's where you can cash in against the Ds. They've conceded 30 goals from centre bounces this year, which is 5 more than any other team in the competition, and 24 more than Fremantle.
So is that just a system 24 issue?
24 more.
24.
In 11 weeks of footy.
Yep.
Is that a system issue,
oh my God,
Kingy? Because Ruzi traditionally in Melbourne style in the last couple of years has been to defend and get numbers around the footy. Oh, clearly, in that protected space, you've only got the 4-on-4. So it suggests that it's not a mindset thing. It's perhaps a systems issue.
I've been watching Melbourne. We put them on the radar about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they are a frustration to watch. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I get critiqued pretty heavily on my work with Melbourne our SMS machine.
Well, only from people like this that says, can't wait to hear David King's continued bias against the MFC. So important right now, move on.
Well, they're giving me a very good opportunity to have a little stab at them, aren't they? Let's be honest. I mean, I think that when the game stops, that's when Melbourne come to play. Yep. When they it gets into stoppages, they know exactly what they're supposed to do. Centre bounces, yes, that went wrong the other day. They'll learn from that. That can happen. But when the game's in free play or in general play, for me, they look like they're playing catch-up all game. I thought St Kilda were all over them the other day. They were all over them. They had a couple of lapses which left Melbourne in the game. And Melbourne played some good footy, but it's all out of stoppages. The last 2 weeks, their scoring's predominantly come from stoppages. And I just don't think it's sustainable in terms of getting back to your vision of a couple of weeks ago, Luffy. Are they going to be doing this in 2, 3, 4 years' time? I'm not sure they are. I'm not sure that they're going to be playing this way. I'm not sure they're going to be able to defend when it comes time to take them off the bosom of Paul Ruse and this stoppage plan and actually get them to defend for themselves. I'm not sure they'll be able to do that. That's my reservation with them. And the Melbourne fans hate that, but I just don't see enough. Just don't see enough of the growth with what we see at the Western Bulldogs, what we see at St Kilda, who are coming back up the ladder. And in terms of a brand, I don't know if we see what the Adelaide Crows have done in terms of their regimented plan after 11 weeks of footy. So that's my only reservation. And people can say what they like about that, but I think you'll see last weekend that the facts are there.
Well, I think the sample of data,
the
sample size we've seen from the Ds has opened up a few opportunities to talk about some of the areas they can improve. And if fans don't want to hear that, that's their business. But the game's about improvement. We all know that.
Did he just say Paul Ruse's bosom?
It may have been a bosom.
There
may have been a bosom.
Okay.
May or may not have been. First pure footy bosom for the year.
He only heard one word then.
You know what he did? He shut out after that.
There's a problem.
He shut down
there's
after
a problem
that.
At Champion.
Wasn't that internet issue. Hear it on Pure Footy. Just leading into the centre bounces.
Don't listen to this lock guy. He's on work experience, the poor kid.
The centre bounces and looking at tonight, we know the Crows are red hot. And Rossi mentioned it in his presser when they played him about 3 weeks ago, cutting those scores down. And the turnaround is around 3 goals, for and against in those games that Adelaide play. So tonight will be interesting because the Hawks do defend well at the centre bounces and they can score as well. So just something to keep an eye out when you're at the pub tonight.
Has Locke got anything for us? You got anything regarding centre bounces? Like, we like to give the work experience kids a platform, Glenn, to work from and express themselves.
Particularly with Manly, where you've finally got a decent footy audience you're going to talk to.
Yeah, we've got radio over here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed with West Coast. Their defence of the centre after losing the clearance is the second best in the competition, so I'm really liking the look of them at the moment.
Oh, gee whiz.
Don't mind.
This is why you fly him in, Luffy. Yeah.
He sounds like a champion data type prospect to me.
I would think he's get ready just to put the tie on and get to work. I would think. With ties at champion?
No, he was speaking a little bit sort of typewriterish too. Loved it, Locke.
Do you think, just quickly before we get to that, good point off the SMS, long ground there at Domain Stadium, is that an issue for centre bounce scoring, do you think?
Could be, and it is interesting that generally there's less inside 50s and it seems to be an easier ground to press
You do see a lot of goals there, though. I mean, we've seen Nick Nat burst from there quite a bit. You see Shuey break and kick goals direct from centre bounces. Look, you might be right. It's sometimes what you see doesn't necessarily come up in the stats, but you do see them from time to time.
Look, there's numbers, there's quality, we'll deal with that.
Going well, Nick Nat.
Nick Nat's going well.
Still not taking marks, though, but going well.
Can we get Locke to do that stat again for us?
We might do that after the break. 21 past 12. In fact, after the break, there's been a lot of talk about the box situation with the D's in the last minute there for that game on Sunday. The Saints have released some audio from the box through the game, not just of the last moment, but through the game from Alan Richardson. It's a great insight for footy fans as to what goes on, what sort of information coaches are giving to players throughout a game. And, of course, there is that moment at the end. We'll listen to that after the break on Pure Footy with Kingy and Luffy. 25 past 12 on a Thursday afternoon, Pure Footy with Kingy and Luffy, the reluctant hero and the world's greatest footy analyst. Lockie, the work experience boy, is flown in too. He's pretty important today. For berriesonline.com.au, for the Golden Boss 2015 AFL Prospectus and 1300 4 tradie. If you need a pergola, JPC is your man.
It's not JPC.
I didn't say it is. I said he's your man.
No, there'll be demarcation disputes. We've got problems with previous traders. We've got credit issues with JPC.
I want to thank the St Kilda Footy Club boys because what they've done in releasing some of the audio from the box on the weekend is terrific for footy fans. Clearly there was a great moment at the end and that's all part of the fun of it, but it's just an insight into the communication between coach and player, and even some of the background noise is good to listen to as well from the other coaches and their discussions going on from the big weekend for the Saints and that big moment at the end. Let's have a listen to Alan Richardson from Sunday's game.
Well, Dave, we're second of the ball. Now, you're the man in there that's got to make sure that everyone that goes into the centre square or stoppage is putting their nose over the footy. We're just reactionary a bit, mate. So the game's going okay, but we can take it to another level if blokes like you go, I'm going to win the footy. Good stuff. So here's the game for you. You know, we spoke about it pre-game. You're either going to be fantastic in terms of winning the footy, because I know you're going to smack in. Every now and again, they're going to get in front of it. You're going to tackle it out of them. Good work, well done. We're tying, you're going really well deep.
Who's on?
And obviously you're going to have to play deep when Bruce is in the ruck. But whenever we had this conversation before, whenever you need to come high and we're struggling for connect, then up you go. Oh, I think so, mate. Yeah, look, say for example now, and Bruce is in the ruck, and we have a couple of goes at rebound and don't get it through. Because what happens is when we see you move, mate, we kick it to you, yeah? Right up.
Get out to Nick.
Just let him know that on their kick-ins now, what they're doing is they're setting up a horseshoe. They're opening up the middle of the ground. What we've got to try and do there, in fact, definitely, give him the wide. Just play inside our man. Now, just make sure he gets it done with the forwards. No, we're through!
Get him back! I only want two forwards!
It's a great insight into the coach's box there. He was talking to Jared Geary, Seb Ross, Nick Riewoldt, the runner, the great Stewie, the runner, and just the runner there, someone on the bench, about that last 10, 19 seconds. It's great. It's great stuff. Great information for the players and for the listeners to think, right, well, that's what goes on. They're talking to players about things in-game that they can control.
Had a great week, the Saints. Had a fantastic week. I mean, the access they gave Mark Robinson last week to go in and sit in one of their match committee scouting reports or oppo analyst reports or planning meetings was first class. And I know a lot of what Robbo wrote didn't actually get to print because St Kilda took a lot of it out.
Yep.
But to avail that sort of access and to upskill us with information and education, I think is important. I think it's important that we in the media are actually broadcasting what the clubs are trying to achieve,
yep,
so that we can sell them the best. And when they achieve it, you give them a big tick. And St Kilda, big tick on the weekend. Everything they've released is fantastic listening to or audio. But the week, I think, has worked out perfectly for them. It's amazing how things work when you just keep doing the right things, Luffy. And I think St Kilda have got a great man in Alan Richardson. I'm a member now, Luffy.
I'm a St Kilda
paid-up member, so I feel like I'm part of this.
And just by the way, those pauses were little profanities that Tomeo snuck out once or twice. Just little profanities.
How good was it, though, when you're talking to Armitage? You've got to now get your head over the footy.
Yeah, I assume that was in the first quarter because they looked okay on the outside. They were getting beaten inside, but the scoreboard was about level. And he just said, you know, if we can up that.
They allowed us. The game's going exactly
right. The game's going right.
And so after that, they were pretty much even in the contested footy and ground ball.
They allowed myself to stand in the huddle. At quarter time and three quarter time, I could stand at the back of the players.
As a member.
A metre off the back.
As a member. It's a great, great member access.
That must be something to do with the $280 membership that I bought, which is a little bit excessive. But Lynchy was actually on the back of the Melbourne huddle. And at the first quarter break, it was first possession. So first possession after hit out was 15-5 in favour of Melbourne. So they were getting mauled and they were actually winning the hit outs. So he was irate. Alan, and he made his point known to the group time and time again about first in. The first 10 minutes of the second quarter, they were brutal, St Kilda, on the inside. And he just looked at it and said, this is fantastic coaching. I was really blown away by how effective their coaching was game day. And there's no doubt. And people say, most of the coaching's done Monday to Friday. Well, it is.
Yeah.
But he got a result out of them game day. He actually got a rise out of them when he needed it.
And I think when you are getting beaten around the ball, the one thing you need to do is pressure, and it can keep you in the game. If you haven't got both, you're pretty much gone.
Well, they had 99 tackles.
99 tackles. And we spoke about it last week. They've got a brand. They've got a brand where they press, and we saw that in the first 20 minutes of the last quarter. But their pressure has been huge this year.
The question with that note is perhaps for Lockie, who's the flying fly out. 99 tackles, Lock. Where does it rank in the scheme of things? Happy with that?
I've heard it's the second most that Eddie had in the history of that stadium, and it's only behind the 105 by Essendon against Port Adelaide back in 2010, so it was quite an impressive performance.
So you're not on the payroll yet, are you, Lock?
Lock.
This is about to change
when
real quick.
When you say this is not how we roll on Pure Footy, you've heard of the fact that it could be the case.
You own it.
You just nail it, mate. Is it the second most or not? Look.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, definitely. All right, we're back.
So second most that Eddie had.
He's good, isn't he?
He's very good.
Their tackling was, look.
Joe Montagno, I spoke to him in the rooms after the game, and that's the first thing he mentioned. And I did sneak a look into the on the whiteboard.
Hello.
And the 99 tackles
not,
was highlighted up.
This
big,
is
big
not
circle
part of your
there.
Portfolio.
Big circle. Well, clearly they were rapt about it. That's all it was. 99 tackles.
What the Saints do is, you can have tackles where there's a stoppage and you tackle and you hold up play, and you've got the tackles that affect disposals, so it affects the quality of the opposition disposals.
Yep. Well,
and they've got the second most this year in the competition.
What are they
called? They're the tackles that affect.
Okay.
Is that the affect the pressure gauge?
It's a part of the pressure gauge. You like that?
Bomber got me last week. I didn't really get it out the way I wanted it to because he rattled me as he normally does.
Who's that? Is Mummy out for you?
If you haven't seen 360,
get a copy.
When the Wednesday night
version. It's time capsule stuff last night. They tell me
it was hilarious.
Time capsule.
I think Bomber had been in a time capsule for a couple of days.
22-1 on Pure Footy on a Thursday afternoon. David King, the world's greatest footy analyst for berriesonline.com.au and 1300-4-TRADIE. And, of course, Glenn Luff, the reluctant hero from Champion Data for the 2015 Gold Embossed AFL Prospectus, the must-have edition. Hashtag Gold Emboss when you get involved with him on Twitter, if you don't mind. Now, West Coast, Friday night footy this week is a very, very good game of footy, I reckon. Well, Thursday night and Friday night, good games of footy. But Friday night, MCG, Richmond, hot at the minute, and West Coast, well, they've been scintillating all year. Where's it going to be won? Is there a territory battle this week, Luffy?
Territory? Yeah, no, it is a territory battle. But West Coast, I battled last year, Kingy, to work out what they were doing and trying to do. But this year, it's clear what they press hard, really hard. There's no half presses. It is a full press. In their wins, they're plus 13 minutes. In their losses, minus 3 minutes for time and forward half. Their inside 50s in wins are plus 22, in losses minus 5. So very, very important battle in the middle of the ground for the Tigers to get it going their way, because, I mean, this the numbers this year will tell you that if West Coast can play it in their half, they're going to be hard to beat. Because the thing about West Coast, they press, but they actually convert as well. There are teams that can press, hold it in there, but you can't get it on the scoreboard. West Coast have been outstanding in being able to score. We know they're the second best scoring team in the competition. So the Tigers got to get it their way. They've played 11 matches, West Coast, won the contested footy 8 times for 8 wins, lost the contested footy 3 times for 3 losses.
So yeah, that's a good stat. I actually am doing an article on them tomorrow. I'll use that one. I think they're it. Pretty... Yeah, thanks for that.
Well, I'll preview. Preview.
No, anyway.
Flesh it out in the paper tomorrow. Like,
I think it's a good point that you raise. Again, it comes back to what's your brand and does your brand relate to winning? And I think when they get their brand going, they win games of football. The other thing that jumps off the page to me with them is if you have a look, I'm giving away my whole article here. If you have a look at their wins, Luffy, they've won 8 games this year.
Pure footy.
7 of their wins are by 50-plus points. So when they win, they win large. They win huge.
They can hit the scoreboard.
Well, 50-plus, that's a big score. I mean, that's a big winning margin.
Example size,
too. They won 1 game by 10 points, which I think was Port Adelaide. And the rest are 50-plus. I mean, it's a huge
important
number.
Was that last month last year? Remember pre-season, we were sitting there going, okay, how real was that last month? Because they changed it up. They played a bit quicker. We know when they get inside 50, they're potent. They've got some real talent up there. Just wonder how much confidence they got out of that last month of footy last year. Because before that, they looked ordinary. Everyone was on their back about being too slow and their midfield's no good. But those mids have hit the 24, 25, 26 mark, so they're hitting their peak. I think it's just been a gradual rise for those guys rather than the spike at 21 and an instant champion. So
what about McGovern being out?
Well, he's not out yet. He's got a corky, and I just read a tweet before saying that he's not training with the main group.
What's that
but
mean?
They're not ruling him out.
Right.
I think it's...
Which means he's probably not playing, but that's what they're saying at the moment.
It's a loss.
Not yet.
Team defence, though, is the key to West Coast.
Stop ruling him out.
One-on-one, they only get exposed. They get exposed the fourth least in the competition to a one-on-one because of the way they set
right?
up. Yep. And they got the fourth best losing percentage in the competition. So that doesn't hurt them too much. But it is, if they can't get it going their way and the Tigers can win it out of the middle, that's where you might be able to expose the Schofields of the world.
That's really well organised, though, isn't it, from West Coast? Considering the loss of key defensive personnel at the start of the season, to be able to organise your play so that you're only attracting one-on-ones in that area the fourth least times, or fourth most times. Yeah. It's a really important way of system of play, because if you haven't got those quality players down there playing due to injury, you've got to find a way to minimise the
Remember,
damage.
Remember, once Mitch Brown went down in round one and they'd lost McKenzie pre-season, they were written off by the footy world.
Yeah. Well, there's not too many teams survive with their two key posts gone. Plus, your best and fairest... and you're captain from the previous 10 years.
I think Leon Cameron needs to look at what's happened at West Coast and maybe change the way they defend and protect that back six now with Patful being out for a sustained period and Davis also being out.
Yeah.
No Ruckman. So you'd think that they're probably going to lose more clearances than they're going to win, that their game's going to fall away a little bit. I think they need to look at something different with the way they defend. Maybe play more of a press game, which they haven't been playing. They've been playing the counterpunch type game, the soccer game of Hawthorn last year.
They've shown they can press at times, though.
I think they have to go full bore now. Mm. 100% press, try and protect your back six, because you're going to be undersized, you're going to be under-resourced down there, and see if you can get through the next month or so and pinch a couple of wins.
Speaking of month, Gaff's last month, Luffy, the numbers are suggesting he is in rare form.
Yeah, third for disposals, third for loose ball gets, number one uncontested possessions, and the number one metres game player at West Coast. So he's a beauty.
Which is what we had when he broke out.
That's right. But he goes in the middle a little bit. Maston's interesting. 85% of the games played on the wing, has not attended one centre bounce for the year.
Not welcome.
That is amazing for a permanent midfielder. Not one.
Specialist wingman almost. Mm. Old school.
It's almost like he's been told, don't you dare
don't
go
you
in there.
Dare.
Yeah, must have been pretty bad.
Well, you imagine the way the game is played these days. If you are not welcome in the centre circle.
But I don't think people expected the season he's produced. So A lot of positives over there.
So on that game, Kingy, from the Tigers' point of view, Luffy's saying you've got to get it played on their terms in that forward half. Can they manage that with the system they've currently employed?
Well, I think it's a new look, Richmond. It's a really mature Richmond. We've seen their slower, more methodical ball use down the ground. They've been patient. And I don't think they've had the turnover problems that they historically have been recognised for.
Is it sustainable?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I just worry about, you know, you're clearly showing the footy world what you're doing, and after a month or two, teams might catch on to what you're actually doing.
I think you've got to change. Every 6 to 8 weeks, you've got to bring something different to the table. I think it was only four weeks ago that he played Rance as a starting on-baller in the centre bounces and McBean on Travis Cloak.
Yep.
So he shook up that team. He said, you guys aren't getting it done. All of a sudden, Dustin Martin becomes this contested possession beast, and they get rolling in the midfield. And, you know, I think it's great coaching. I don't know whether it works this week, but you would think that, you know, historically Richmond, when they fail, it's been through turn the ball over on exit, out of their back 50, and you go, why is Rance doing that? Why are they asking Hooley to be the only kicker out of there? They need to maybe move Cochin to halfback, need to move Martin to halfback. All of a sudden, they reconstruct their whole team because of one issue. And I think they've solved that problem by going a little bit slower, and they've maintained their talent where they need it.
It's a massive game.
Yeah.
Next two nights are really, really good games.
Who wins it?
I think Hawthorn, and I think West Coast.
West Coast?
The visiting teams.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Big test for West Coast.
Really? Yeah, I'm on the West Coast wagon. I've been hesitant because of who they played early, and I wasn't really convinced, but I've seen enough now, I reckon.
If West Coast win this, people will start to believe that it's serious stuff.
Yeah, I reckon they can. We'll get to a break. It's Caught the One on a Thursday afternoon. The chicken pizza yellow melt from Subway is available. Get on board.
Didn't ask Lockie.
Lockie, we'll get back to you. Pure Footy with Ross, Kingy and Luffy.
It's bullying.
And Fly and Fly It, the Lockie. He's here with us. Going to give us his tips after the break as well. Not bullying, just suggesting he can hold fire.
We're doing Ross Watch this
Ross
week?
Watch round 11 is coming up as well.
For that.
Yeah. Well, you can't have Pure Footy without Ross
looks
Watch.
Deep. It looks long.
It is long. It's extensive. And, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, it was pretty tight, wasn't it? Well, credit to them. They're a very young team. No Prestia, Ablett, Bennell. Name a few couple. But accuracy, what were they? One stage 5-1, 7-3, something. Is that correct? Couldn't capitalise. Difficult day. Numbers back. Normally man that up a bit better. But worry about the correct and the counterpunch and the wet with the accuracy thing, you know. Thrilled with that character in the last quarter. End of the day, 10-1. Chance to gather ourselves. A good result. I can claim some things, but I can't claim to read minds. I judge on actions. We're hard enough, pressured enough, probably over-finessed, double the amount of shots. So, you know, based on the actions, we worked hard enough, plenty of entries, but accuracy is the most underrated standard of footy. By the fairness, they did force us wider than we should be. But you know what I mean. Does that make sense? I never said wins and loss. Just try to play our best footy. Still think there's plenty of improvement, but going to need to be. We're all chasing Hawthorn. I need to gather all the facts before I shoot from the hip, you know. They get 5 days off. I think I said that earlier, but it's okay. I do mumble a bit. We love winning. Take the 4 points over zero. Yeah, I reckon.
We love winning.
That's Ross White for round 11.
Since when has Ross Lyon been Italian?
He may have snuck into the Mediterranean times there. It's been known to happen.
Rula Tula Sula Fula in a garbage. Nearly dropped in. How good's that?
What about that?
He's hilarious.
I don't mind. Yeah, I said that earlier. I don't mind. I do mumble a bit.
I might have answered
that. He asked a few questions.
I do mumble a bit. Asked a lot of questions in the press of this week, Roscoe.
I'm doing it.
Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
You love Bruce McAvaney. I'm doing an article on press conferences in a couple of weeks. I think that what your coach tells you as a fan post game is critical. I think that's the one source of information. I know we're in the media, so we want to listen to what the coach has got to say. We want information. It's easy for us, but when you're a fan, you want to know where you're going. You want to know what the vision of the coach is and how far from that you are. And whether you took a step backwards or a step forwards that day doesn't really matter. It's about what they're selling you long term. Some coaches do it better than others. And I'd have to say, I think nearly the best in it right now is Nathan Buckley.
He is outstanding on 360.
Yeah.
Talk about education. You watch that, you learn something every time.
Yeah. I think he's great, isn't he? But I think he goes in there with the objective that I'm going to educate people on where we're at and what's happening with our club or your club. You're the member. You're paying your money. I'm going to tell you what's happening. I reckon most coaches go in and say, well, this is going to be 10 minutes. I've got to fill this any way I can.
Yeah.
Ross is hilarious. Ross is great. Let's be honest. He walks in, No one asks a question. He makes out like someone's asked him something, and he talks for 2.5 minutes at the start. That little blurb.
He steals the show.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And that's his way, and that's how he gets his message across. He doesn't really want to get in the conversation about his club. He just wants to win games, and that's okay, but it's a fascination. I think it's a good one for your callers, or your talk back later on, half to see who thinks that their club is telling them what's going on.
Who's the most honest?
I think the new coaches, the first year coaches, are really honest. Yeah. I think Phil Walsh is super honest. I think Luke Beveridge is really honest. Yeah. There's a couple that just sort of pad and get through some questions.
Well, I think at times I think they're answering the questions because they have to, as opposed to really wanting to. So yeah. They just sort of fluff around the detail, so to speak.
The detail.
Look, we'll bank the 4 points. We'll just move on. We've got time to rest, reassess. That's what we do. What about this?
I want to get Ross as my GPS man. Yeah, mate. I don't know what you're doing here. We'll turn left at 200 metres. Maybe go through
that
the roundabout.
That would be awesome. Look, turn left. Look, don't make a fuss about it.
Some people go right. I'll go left. I don't know. I mumble a little bit. Entry. I'm not sure. I mumble a little bit. Get on the freeway. I don't know.
You found your entry. Just stop here. Just don't do anything silly.
would be great.
Tell me, he does mention that presser and my reliving of that in Ross Watch 11. Mentioned that we're all chasing Hawthorn. Are we really chasing Hawthorn, Glenn? How are they at? Are they good? Are they not? Where are they at?
Well, I keep hearing they're battling and whatever. So they've lost 4 games, but it's by an average of 6 points.
Can you talk like Ross? Is, no. Come on. You'd love it.
They're plus 17 inside 50s, time in forward half, ranked number one. They're playing more of a press game than last year. I think they're going all right, Kingy. Percentage of 155. You take those, you give them 2 of those wins and they're right in it. The problem for them is they're relying on the Swans to drop a few to get to that.
They play the Swans. They play the Swans in 4 weeks.
They do, yeah.
And they play Fremantle, I think, the week before that. So it might be 4 and 5 weeks' time. And I think they'll go on a run now. I actually think they'll win. They'll win something like 5 of the next 6 or 6 of the next 7 and push themselves right up into top 2 calculations. But it is a different year for them. Again, it's about that first final being at home. And their major asset has been forcing teams to beat them at the MCG. So if they finish top 2, win that first final, home prelim, that's the way to set up another tilt at the flag. To have to travel to Perth first week and then maybe go to Sydney third week would be a really tough ask.
Yeah, how do you think they're going, Half?
No, I think they're going really well. I think they're travelling. Just travelling.
That's not
just
how you
one,
talk.
One out, one back.
How do you talk normally?
Just travelling. Haven't quite extended the whip, got the persuader out yet.
But it's fair to say a lot of the footy world are saying they're not going as well as...
Only people are not watching the game, Luffy. Come on. Not like our Lockie.
They're fully in control of what's going on. We'll get to a break. Fly in, fly out. Locke's got some quirky stats for us after this. Kingy and Luffy with us for Pure Footy for the Chicken Pizza a la Mel from Subway. Try one today. They are delicious. Fly in, fly out. Lockie's got something for us. Yeah. Locke, what do you got?
Well, I haven't got any stat, actually. I just want to say go the Crows for tonight.
Well, hang on a minute. You can't barrack on Pure Footy. Right. We talk numbers. We talk reality. We don't talk emotion.
He was good early with the West Coast numbers.
Disappointed with late emotion.
And that was a long time to stay up when you're a work experience kid.
Who wins Thursday night, Friday night footy? Thursday night, Crows?
Crows.
And West Coast, Richmond?
Richmond.
Richmond at the mighty MCG. Lockie, fly in, fly out. I think you've got a future. All right, so just stick with it, brother. You're going all right. Good work from you. Luffy, anything to leave us with as Pure Footy ends for another week?
No, goodbye. Thank you.
Can Ross give us a little send-off?
Well, Ross is always giving us a send-off because just before we get to Ross send-off, what about this from Brett Owen Berkey off this mess for the GPS, Ross, which you've asked for and I think I would certainly invest in. But the roads are congested. We'll work our way through that congestion from the back going forward. If we're not moving forwards, we're going backwards. That's great stuff for Ross on the GPS. So it's over to Ross as another edition of Pure Footy finishes for another week. The boys will be back next Thursday from midday. Till then.
Terrific. That's good. We'll go up in the record books and we'll go down as losers. No worries. Thank you. Good night. This